Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is all of it. Chef Kwame Onuachi, like everyone else in the restaurant industry right now, is trying to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic, which has been particularly hard on independent restaurant chef and food service staff. Kwame started to let people go, and he set up a GoFundMe page to help support staff at his restaurant, and he is continuing to fight. Joining us now live is Kwame Onuachi, whose acclaimed memoir, Notes from a Young Black Chef, was released in paperback yesterday. Kwame, thanks for coming back to the show.
Of course. It's great to hear your voice. It's great to be back. I wish I was on better times, but thank you for having me.
You recently tweeted, "My heart hurts for my industry. We need more. The CARES Act that became law on Friday is a good first step in providing relief for restaurants and their workers, but not enough to keep our doors open. Join our movement, hashtag Save Restaurants." What's going on at hashtag Save Restaurants?
So, I mean, hashtag Save Restaurants is a movement, you know, started by the Independent Restaurant Coalition. And they're around to make sure that restaurants are thought of, included, and represented in the CARES Act. So, you know, we want to make sure that we have a unified voice, that we can talk about this this issue that is not just our problem, but America's problem, because, you know, restaurants are the backbone of communities, and we want to make sure that they're here after all this is said and done.
So, of course, the CARES Act has got the $2 trillion economic stimulus bill was signed into law. What specifically in it will be helpful, and then what didn't make it that you think that restaurants still need?
Well, you know, the unemployment payment for workers, you know, adding an additional, I think it's like $600 a week for unemployment is great. The expanded loans to local restaurants and forgiveness to cover expenses and payroll is great. The coverage of independent restaurants up to a 500 employee limit per restaurant. And also, you know, covering independent restaurants who began closing and laying workers off as early as February 15th. Those are, you know, great steps in the right direction, but we definitely need some clarification in making sure that we're removing the virus exception from, like, insurance policies so claims can actually be paid.
Can we explain, you know, that to people about insurance?
Yeah, so if, you know, the if a restaurant closed before, like, the local government mandated that we can no longer have dine-in service, an insurance company can say that we closed before it was determined a national emergency and forced to close. We were just reacting to what, you know, what we're seeing on the news every single day. So we need to make sure that we're covered, even though that we didn't close when, you know, the mayor or whatever local government said that we needed to close, because we were protecting our staff.
My guest is Chef Kwame Onuachi. So you recently wrote about what's been happening at Kith and Kin. What's been going on in terms of your employees?
My employees were, we had to let go most of all of our staff, all of them. And it was incredibly difficult. You know, we spent years building this restaurant up. This is like the restaurant of my dreams, you know, that I worked for my entire career. And to see it close its doors and also not to be able to tell the staff exactly when we'd be opening up, it's heartbreaking. You know, I think about when I was a line cook and working paycheck to paycheck, you know, and I didn't even have a family to provide for. So my staff that has a family that, you know, the kids are now out of school and have to eat three times a day. These are the things that I'm thinking about, you know. So I want to do everything in my power to bring more awareness and talk about, you know, all these issues. So we can have an industry when we come back from this, because I'm worried that we won't. You know, mm-hmm. I know how fragile and how razor-thin margins are. So to not be out of work and not have a clear direction from Congress on, like, rent abatements, or a utility freeze, that can crush a lot of restaurants. So it's scary times, and we need help. We need help from everyone.
How can people help?
You can go to saverestaurants.com, and you can see how you can get involved with your local government, as well as see what the CARE Act can help your small business with. There's a lot of small restaurants that have GoFundMe pages, you know, mm-hmm. like mine, so I can get direct funds to the staff. It's really, really important that they know that we have their back and we're doing everything possible to take care of them.
Can you explain to my listeners why you couldn't do delivery?
So for me, you know, I have 60 employees, so delivery would not pay. It would not keep everybody afloat, mm-hmm. One. And two, I think on a moral standpoint, we have an obligation as just constituents to curb this virus. And if I'm having my staff commute every single day, and we're supposed to stay inside, right? And we commute every single day, and they're not social distancing. They're bringing that virus into this environment and dealing with 120 or, you know, 200 customers a day. Then they're being exposed to that, and they can bring that back to their children. I just don't think it's a good move to stay open in these times, you know, personally for me, for the size of my restaurant. And we want to curb this virus and do whatever we can to, you know, make sure we beat this thing as a country.
My guest is Chef Kwame Onuwache, and you are among the chefs and restaurant owners who are urging lawmakers to consider rent forgiveness. Can you explain to us what that would entail?
So I'm not, you know, this is just my thought. It's mm-hmm. like we need to make sure that on a residential level and a commercial level that people are being taken care of. Now, we've been asked to close our businesses. We've been asked to stay home. Now we've stayed home. What about our bills? You know, we're not having the restaurant right now has zero income. So, you know, not only, you know, a commercial rent abatement or rent freeze, what about residential for the staff that's not making nearly as enough money as they once made? And now their expenses have doubled because they're feeding their family three times a day because they're supposed to be social distancing. We need some sort of answer, some sort of relief from that.
You recently hosted an Instagram live cooking session called Eating Clean While Quarantined. What are you cooking? What do you like about doing these in this time?
I like to keep myself busy. You know, I need to always be doing something, and usually it pertains to food. So I have been eating a lot cleaner lately, you know, just trying to make more conscious decisions about the things that I put in my body. And I wanted to share that with people to show them that they can eat low carb, you know, low fat, low sugar meals, but it still tastes really, really good.
What was the response like?
Oh, people loved it. People loved it. I mean, I don't think they thought that, you know, with that few ingredients, you can create that much flavor. so I think everyone's becoming their own barbers, you know, their own sure. chefs. Because we're stuck in the house. So now they can learn how to make something that's good, and it can bring awareness to, you know, the issues at hand right now.
My guest is Chef Kwame Onuwache. So yesterday we had on Food & Wine senior editor Kat Kinsman, who's really been talking about the sense of grief. That's one way to think about it, and especially for people in the restaurant industry. What are some of your coping skills? How are you getting through, and how are you helping the folks who work for you? Besides, you know, the outward expression of we're going to fight for rent forgiveness, we're going to fight for money for you for GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. How are you taking care of yourself? How are you personally, and how are you taking care of them?
For me, you know, staying active is something that's really, really important. So I try to work out at least 2 to 3 times a day. Read a lot of the, try to read through the noise. You know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of information out there, but try to just stay abreast of the things that I can have a hand in. You know, I have these phone conferences with the Independent Restaurant Coalition, you know, local DC Restaurant Coalition, trying to see what we can do to help and use our voice and our platform to speak for the inaudible. So, I mean, I just try to stay busy that way. And then I check in with my staff. We text, we DM each other, we send each other memes. And, you know, I do that with other chefs in the industry from across the country. And I just try to stay busy.
Stay connected as well. Chef Kwame Onuwachi, the name of his book is Notes from a Young Black Chef. Kwame, thank you so much for joining us on All of It.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Good luck with everything.